there, Metal Maniacs! This is Alex of Razor Maze, and you're banging your head with Dave Softy on his Metal Meltdown.
Metal Maniacs, please welcome Alex Citron of Razor Maze back to the Metal Meltdown. Thank you for taking the time to be here, Alex. How has the past year been for you and the band?
It's been pretty good, man. Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure. It's been an exciting year for us. We're currently writing our new full-length album, and we did our first full U.S. tour, so it's definitely been an exciting year for us. So
excellent. Great that you've been busy. I've been busy, too, and I want to thank you for your patience in me getting this done with you. I know that the EP Miseries came out in April, and I went back to work in March, so I just missed you, actually. And that job keeps me pretty busy. That's why I only do this DJ thing from November to March. So I've been wanting to get this done with you, and I'm glad that we both had this opportunity to get together today to do this and to keep people up to date with Razor Maze.
Oh, of course, man. Anytime.
Yeah, I also thank you for sending me those tunes. I've played them, and I like what I'm hearing. It sounds like Razor Maze is a little bit thrashier.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a little more aggressive. We're becoming more focused. We're changing up our subject matter. We're really starting to find our sound a little bit more, and it's going in a definitely more progressive and more aggressive direction. And we're definitely stoked with how it's coming out.
Excellent. So you've been on the road. I guess those girls are still going crazy for you guys out there, especially you, right?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
But that's what you love about it, right?
Yeah. No, it's great, man. I mean, we've all actually got girlfriends. I don't know if that's a great thing to say over the radio, but
We just fucked up.
Yeah, right? I know.
But now all those ladies in chat, they're not going to be swarming all over you, but then again, maybe they will.
Yeah, maybe. that makes them want you more, right?
That might be true, actually, yeah.
But we definitely love all the attention that we get from the ladies, for sure.
Yeah, so how has the road treated you? Any stories of the road that you like to share with us?
There was a lot of bumps in the road, for sure, this tour. We broke down a few times, really broke down, not just flat tires, but like broken radiator hoses. So we were shit up the creek without a paddle a few times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one of the times we were stuck in the Mojave Desert.
My God.
It was like 115 degrees, and the tire burst on the van, and it actually severed the radiator hose in the back, and all the radiator fluid leaked out, so we were stuck in the middle of the desert, and we had to wait like 2 hours for AAA to pick us up, and that totally sucked.
Let's get back to this EP, Miseries. Who produced this EP?
We have a buddy named Fred Sladke, who has a home studio, and he does work really cheap, and he's a phenomenal engineer and a phenomenal producer, and he put it together, and it sounds phenomenal. It was recorded in a bedroom, and I couldn't be happier with how it came out. And we only paid like $150 for it, whereas we paid like 10 times that for the True Speed of Steel, and I think it sounds great.
Excellent. Now, who did the cover art for this EP?
Actually, that was me. I did that. We had a few artists who put stuff together, just kind of like rough sketches, and we weren't really happy with it. So, you know, I think I had like 3 days, 4 days before we had to get them out to print before we had to go on tour, and I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it, and the rest is history. I somehow put everything together really quick, and I think it came out pretty okay.
It's a sweet cover. I had no idea you were in graphics. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it for a while. Just kind of, dabble with it. I did it professionally for a while, but that was a while ago. So I still get the skills, you know, so I figured I'd put them to use.
That's awesome. Always learn something new. I didn't know that. Let's talk a little bit about the song we just heard, Karma In, Karma Out. Is there any insight to that tune that you could share with us?
Basically, it's again, showcasing the more aggressive direction that we're going in. Things are a lot faster, a lot heavier, and the subject matter in this song is again definitely changed. It's about what goes around comes around. If you're gonna treat people a certain way or act in a certain way, you know, it's going to bite you in the ass eventually. And that's what this song is kind of about. That's a really simple way to explain it. If you you kind of delve into it a little bit more, you'll see where I'm coming from. But yeah, it's that's what it's about.
That's cool. So is the lineup the same as it was for the True Speed of Steel?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're a band of brothers. None of us are going anywhere.
That's good to know. That's very cool. Now you're working on your new CD. Any details of when that's going to be out?
We set a deadline for ourselves for March, which I hope we're going to adhere to that. We take a really long time to write songs,
uh-huh.
And we're just kind of like scatterbrained knuckleheads for the most part, so we try and get everything done, but I know, you know, something's going to come up and it's going to be pushed back, but, you know, hopefully March, so keep your fingers crossed for us.
Well, take your time, actually, because I go back to work in March, and I want to have you come back on the show to talk about this new album, so take your time, and we'll get back to doing this again next year, have you back on the show, we could talk about the new album.
Oh yeah, totally, man. We'll take our time.
take your time, because I'm going back to work in March, and then here we go again. You're gonna have to. I feel bad, actually, that you had to wait since April to get this interview done with me. I feel really bad. Oh god.
Oh, that's no big deal, man. I'm always happy to come on.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, brother. All right. Well, you know what? How about we crank up the second tune off of the EP, Creed of Absolution, and when we get back, we could talk a little bit about that tune. How about that?
That sounds good, man.
All right, Metal Maniacs, crank up Razor Maze, Creed of Absolution. Crank up loud. Welcome back, Metal Maniacs, and welcome back, Alex. I like that tune a lot, Creed of Absolution. It sounds like Razor Maze has definitely gotten a bit thrashier, and I am enjoying what I'm hearing. Could you tell us a little bit more about this tune? Any inside information, anything that you could tell us?
Yeah, this song is about the sort of polarity that exists in the world, like as far as politics goes. You know, there's basically only Republicans and Democrats, and you never really hear anybody else's side of the story. And people get sucked onto either side of the spectrum, and they kind of have an inability to hear someone else from you know, their perspective. And that's what that's about, just basically, you know, being a closed-minded sort of asshole. And that's kind of the way everybody is. It's black and white, and that's not the way the world works, but that's the way the media puts it out. And that song's kind of saying, you know, you gotta wake up. So that's what that's about.
It's a great song, and there definitely are quite a few closed-minded assholes out there, so great song for them.
There certainly is.
We were talking before the break about supporting miseries out there, and you've broadened your horizons, and you've been coast to coast. Have you got any shows coming up currently or in the near future that we could spread the word on?
Yeah, we do. We have one on January 8th, and that's down in Hyannis, Massachusetts. It's with Ledge of the Grave, who I think you're going to be interviewing soon.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back on the show. He's been patient as well. It's just a timing thing now, because now that I'm back and available, he sent me his music, and I've played it as well. Also, really good stuff. You guys are all like brothers to us. You, the whole circle, you, Lich King, and Led to the Grave. I remember how we all met in the chat room, and you guys are all affiliated with Thrash Unlimited. I respect all you guys, and you guys are like part of our family. I just want you to know that if you didn't know that already.
Oh, thanks, man. That really does mean a lot to us.
Oh, absolutely, bro. You said January 8th?
Yeah, January 8th, it's actually Chris from Led to the Grave's birthday show.
Excellent.
I don't know what the exact details of that show are, but you can find that on our MySpace page, myspace.com/RazorMazeThrash. And then we have our first show in Boston in quite a while, since we played with Toxic Holocaust back in the day. Like a month back, not back in the day. And that's on January 13th, and it's with our brothers in the band Ashers, who are actually ex The Unseen. And that's at O'Brien's Pub, and it's just two bands. It's going to be a killer show. It's a local metal night called Born of Fire that's been going pretty strong, and it's pretty cool that we finally have something like that here in Boston. It definitely shows that the scene's getting a lot stronger. So come out January 8th, January 13th, and you can find all the details on our page.
Very cool, very cool. Any chance of Razor Maze ever getting to the Long Island or New York City area? I mean, you're not that far away. You're only in Boston. But any chance of that ever happening in the near future?
Yeah, we would like it to, man. We haven't played New York since we went on tour with Deceased, but that was probably like 2 years ago. So we haven't been there in a while, so we're long overdue to get out there. We'd love to get back for sure.
Well, we'd love to see you guys live. You and Led to the Grave, which Lich King, all in the same bill?
That would be great.
If that ever happened, you know, I'm going to do 3 face-to-face interviews that night. That's for sure.
That'd be killer.
Oh, yeah. That would be a night of thrash. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So let's make it so, dude.
I'm down.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend here who's he represents a band in New Jersey, and he gets into some theaters over here in the city, or he's trying to anyway. Maybe I could have him spread the word and maybe have you guys and Apathy all on the same show in some gig, maybe either on the island or in the city. I gotta talk to him and see what happens. Maybe we could do something.
Yeah, sure. You get the email. I mean, just send it to him and have him hit us up. Let's get it done.
Definitely. Let's talk more about the EP and where the fans could buy it. Where could they actually purchase the EP, your LP, and other Razor Maze merchandise like T-shirts? Are they get that from your MySpace, or is there a certain site that they could go for that?
You can get any and all merchandise from holdtrue.com. That's our record label, our current record label. And the EP is actually free. We released it for free just to sort of, you know, make sure people were listening in so we could sort of update them on where we are before we come up with this next full length. And you can get that at razormaze.bandcamp.com. Bandcamp is a really cool website for anyone who wants to upload high quality versions of their songs, so you know, they don't get the crappy MP3s from BitTorrent sites and RapidShare and all that stuff. So again, razormaze.bandcamp.com, and anything else from us you can get from holdtrue.com. And that's about it.
Well, that's really cool of you guys to offer this EP for free. I noticed that seems to be a trend for a lot of bands. They don't mind downloading. Well, some bands do. Some bands just want to spread the word, and then eventually they're going to zap them with a nice CD to pay for, you know?
Right, exactly. I mean, with the way the music industry is going, it's clear that, like, fewer and fewer people are wanting to purchase CDs. So we just wanted to... you know, put it out there as sort of a gesture to sort of show, you know, how much we appreciate our fans, because we have the best fans in the world. So, you know, we want them to get what they deserve. And, you know, in the future, we'll figure out some way that we can, you know, turn a profit eventually.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate what you're saying, and hopefully the fans out there appreciate what you're saying, and hopefully they feel the same way. But, and in return, you know, if you like Razor Maze and you appreciate them letting you have their EP for free, why don't you support them by getting a t-shirt or something, or see them live or something. Support Razor Maze so they can keep doing what they're doing, so that I can keep doing what I'm doing with Alex, right?
Right. I support that statement 100%.
There you go. Great. So appreciate that. Let's talk about the third tune off the EP, Miseries of Flesh. What can you tell us about this particular tune?
This song is kind of about what I sort of believe to be the nature of reality, and it's sort of a coming together of quantum physics and Eastern mysticism, because definitely in recent times there has been a sort of marriage between those two things, and that's what this song is kind of about, and what I believe to, you know, how I believe the universe to work. And basically it's you know, the universe is mostly just empty space. Even solid matter is just, you know, particles that are constantly moving. It's not actually that something that's physically there. And if you view physical objects in that way, you have to look at, like, your possessions in that way too. It's just empty space. It's meaningless stuff. It's like, it's not about what you acquire in life, but the meaning that you derive out of it. And that's what this song is kind of about, and how we make ourselves suffer to gain those things that we think are valuable, but in the end they're really not worth anything. And that's the whole reason why the world suffers. And so that's what that song is about.
Very interesting. Well, you mentioned it before, and I have to agree. Not only musically has Razor Maze gotten better, but lyrically too. You've become very deep with the lyrics, and your band sounds even tighter, more thrashier. So I like the direction you're going in, and I like the depthness of the lyrics of the words to your songs. Excellent.
Well, thanks, man.
Keep up the great work, bro.
I will try. I will try my damnedest.
Yeah, so I want to make sure, have we kept everybody up to date with Razor Maze? I want to make sure that, you know, it's been about a year since we've had a conversation, and I know you've been working the tour circuit from coast to coast, supporting the Miseries EP, but I want to make sure, what else is going on with Razor Maze?
Well, right now we're definitely in search of a new label. Hold True, our current label, has been great to us, but they kind of understand that we're on for you know, bigger things. We want someone who can sort of get us out there a little bit more, maybe put us on tour, get our album wider distribution, you know, just take us to that next level. That's our current goal. And again, you know, we're writing this full length, and we're going to be shopping it around to see if anyone is hopefully interested. So labels, if you're listening, get in touch with us for sure. That's basically it. You know, we're trying to go on tour. trying to get up to Canada currently, and hopefully in Europe in the future. And as always, the United States is a priority for us. So, yeah, that's what's going on with us.
Well, we'll spread the word. I mean, you're looking for a label now that grows with you. So we'll spread the word, and hopefully I'll put this on podcast too, and hopefully we could spread the word to record labels that could notice your music, and hopefully you could find a right fit for you for a label that can grow with you, because I see you guys growing bigger and bigger. You're just still in the beginning stages as far as I'm concerned.
Oh yeah. I mean, we're babies, you know, but we're getting there. We're definitely growing. So I have high hopes. That's for sure.
Excellent, bro. Yeah, definitely want you back on the show when you have the new album out. If I'm not back from doing myself the gig, hopefully you could be as patient as you were this time. But I definitely want to make that opportunity happen for us to get back together here on the Metal Meltdown to talk about that. Do you have a working title for the CD that you're going to be working on?
Not quite yet. I think we're going to wait until we have a more solid track listing before we can come up with something that sort of encompasses everything that we're going to be delving into on the album. I have a few ideas, but not quite so hot on them yet, but we'll get there. That's sort of like the icing on the cake is the album title for me. It's gotta bring everything together.
Very cool. Well, you know, I don't go back to work till like mid-March or whatever, so if you have any news from now till then, make sure you contact me and I'll spread the word for you. But beyond that, you could always contact LC, the owner of Metal Messiah Radio, the one that does our banners for us, the one that made our banner for the show. If you have any news, don't hesitate. Come into the chat room, talk to the other DJs as well. They'll be more than happy to play any music that you want us to play that you have coming within now and the following season for me. So you could count on Metal Messiah Radio to be there for you. So if by chance you have the new album out there come March time or whatever and I'm not here, you know, talk to the guys at Metal Messiah Radio. They'll be more than happy to help you out. If you can't wait for me to come back to be on the show for a third time, I'd be more than delighted to have you back. Like I said, that's up to you, you know. But it's all good, bro. It's all about Razor Maze and Metal Messiah Radio being a family, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, totally, man. We'll for sure wait around for you. That's no big deal.
I
want to
thank you again for being here, and thank you again for your patience. I just want to make sure we got everything caught up to date before we go and crank up Miseries of the Flesh. Is there anything else that we could possibly tell the fans out there?
Yeah, we currently have what's called a Kickstarter account in which we're trying to collect money and gather donations for a new van that we're trying to buy. Oh. So if you guys head over to Kickstarter and just search for Razor Maze, you can find the page, and any little bit helps, $1, $2, whatever. Certain denominations will be awarded with gifts, so all the details can be found on that page. Again, just go to kickstarter.com, and it would really, really mean a lot to us. And if we don't reach our goal, we lose all the money. So give what you can, and we love all of our fans, and we hope that you guys can do something for us so we can get on the road and get out to you.
Kickstarter.com. So it's either if you don't get what you're looking for, you lose it?
Yeah, if we don't reach the $2,500 goal that we set for ourselves, all the money gets returned to everybody on that has already donated. So it'd be a total bummer.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So donations go back to the people that have donated if you don't get your money. All right, so fans of Razor Maze, support Razor Maze, and let them get their touring bus. That's what this is all about?
Well, a new van.
A new van, okay.
That would be fantastic, but I think that's probably out of our price range.
At this moment.
Yeah, at this moment. Someday.
A few years. All right, well, good luck with that. We'll spread the word. We'll drop some links in the chat room, put it on Space and everything like that. Outside of that, is there anything else we could talk about before we go crank up this Miseries of the Flesh?
That's it, man.
Well, again, I want to thank you, Alex. Best to you and your bandmates. May you have a very successful 2011, and may your goal come to fruition and get that bus that you need, or the van, I should say.
Yeah, hope so.
I hope so for you, bro. We'll spread the word.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, great. All right, Metal Maniacs, crank up Miseries of the Flesh. Crank up more Razor Maze. Crank up loud.
Huh.